Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
It's Sunrise on a Friday morning. Chad Hershberger filling in for Mark Lawrence. Glad to be with you on this Friday morning as we look forward to the weekend and something else to look forward to coming up in just a few weeks, about a week and a half from now. There's a special event that's going to be going on, and it involves the Shikellamy JROTC, and we have members of the JROTC with us this morning to talk about this. With us this morning, we have Alyssa Griffin. She is a cadet command sergeant major, which I told her was a big title. She's laughing and smiling. They can't hear see your smile on the radio, so I have to tell them what's going on. And we also have Kaylee Fritz. She is a battalion executive officer with JROTC. Welcome, Kaylee. Say good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
There you go. And we also have with us for Sergeant Dan Alderson. He's the Army instructor of the JROTC at Shikellamy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you want to be close to the microphone so we can all hear you. So let's talk about this fundraiser. You've partnered with Applebee's in Sealands Grove to show some support to Wounded Warrior of Pennsylvania. Tell us all about this.
We will be raising funds for the veterans at Applebee's on Sunday, May 19th from 4 to 9 p.m. All the tips made from this cause will go to the veterans local in the area, and the Applebee's staff in Sealands Grove will be working with the Shikellamy JROTC cadets and other local veterans to support this cause.
And so you're going to be sort of celebrity servers, I guess.
Yep.
And are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Have you ever done serving in a restaurant before?
Well, actually, I've helped with Applebee's with this before for previous years.
Yeah, and also here, but she's not going to talk on the radio. Tony Swope is in the studio as well. She's the service manager at Applebee's, and she was telling me that this is the seventh year for this program.
Yep.
Good. And we also have with us Kaylee. Kaylee, are you going to be one of those servers as well?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, and tell us why this. You think this is important to do.
It's important because people tend to forget about our veterans and what they did for us. So I want to give back to them.
Good. And one of the ways that you can get involved is, of course, to go to Applebee's on that evening. And again, it's from 4 to 9 on Sunday the 19th. And in addition to the JROTC from Shikellamy, I understand that some other military people will be there. Is that correct?
Yep.
So it's going to
other active duty veterans in the local area will be there.
The project that is being helped is the Wounded Warrior of Pennsylvania. Dan, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Wounded Warrior of Pennsylvania. It's all the funds that we raise from 4 to 9 will be contributed to the Wounded Warriors of Pennsylvania, which is important because there is a national Wounded Warrior, but all these funds will go to the veterans of Pennsylvania, which have done so many good things in the state of Pennsylvania for Wounded Warriors. Locally, we have some that have had houses built through Wounded Warrior, and it is one great program, and we're always honored to be involved in that any way we can.
And we mentioned this is the seventh year. How did the JROTC get started doing this?
Well, we actually it was through Tony Schwope that we actually, she contacted us and said, hey, can you come to Applebee's and start helping out, doing something to raise money for Wounded Warrior? And not only do we do Wounded Warrior, we also do a Veterans Day type ceremony and meet and greet with veterans in the community. So this is a great thing for the local community and for everybody that's out there that wants to support their veterans. They should come out and support this event because this money is used very wisely, and it's such a great deal.
Not only supporting the Wounded Warrior of Pennsylvania, but also being able to serve that evening with other military folks, maybe retired or what have you. Tell us the importance of sort of you guys who are in JROTC having the opportunity to be with and also helping fellow veterans.
Well, Colonel always says how, like, it's good to hear, like, firsthand from a veteran, because when you're there, you can communicate with all the veterans, and they can tell you stories about, like, their time in the military. So it's good for that. And you get the service learning out of it.
Give you some perspective, too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Good. What about you, Kaylee?
Well, since they gave so much to us to fight for our country, I like giving back to them and being able to see them and talk about what they went through.
What, as you get ready to be a server at Applebee's, what's one of the things that maybe you're a little apprehensive about doing or not doing when you're serving that evening?
Well, a lot of the cadets are going to be scared about, like, actually going up to the veteran and talking to them initially, but once you, like, get comfortable with it, you can actually be able to talk to other people.
Okay. How about you, Kaylee?
I say the same, because a lot of people have trouble talking.
And some people who have served in the military often are a little hesitant about talking about their experience, too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about the JROTC, and not only are they involved in this project, but some other things that you're involved in the community.
Oh, we do so much different things in the community. We support four counties wide, you know, from Snyder County to Union County to Northumberland County with local parades. We got a lot of things coming up during the Memorial Day weekend as far as Montandon, doing a parade in Montandon, and we'll represent the JROTC with our color guard and the service flags that we present for those events. I wanted to make a point that both these are executive officer and the sergeant majors, both of their brothers will be in the military by July, and so they're both joined, one going to the Marine Corps and one going in the Navy. So pretty cool. So they are very patriotic, and they're excited about everything that we do.
And Kaylee's even wearing red, white, and blue today, so we know that you're patriotic. I also noticed on the flyer for this event that there's going to be some live music as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
They're
all shy.
We have some people that are going to be coming in to sing possibly God Bless America and the National Anthem for sure. And then we're looking for, you have somebody, Tony?
Kinsey will be playing from 4 to 6. And then Fred from Second Time Around will be playing from 6 to 9.
So not only a good meal, but you can have some good entertainment and support a good cause. As we wrap up, any final thoughts that you want to talk about on this event or your experience in JROTC at Chickalemme?
We just wanted to say to come out and support us to benefit our local veterans around the area.
All right. How about you, Kaylee?
We'd love to see a lot of people there to help out.
I'll ask Tony if you can pipe in. How many can you seat? How many? Let's try to pack the place.
Yeah, we can seat probably close to 200 at a time that we can get in and feed, and we're ready. We're ready. This is such an extraordinary event, and these students have helped us over the last, this will be seventh year, and with Veterans Day as well, that we do an all-day event, and it's just extraordinary. It's very emotional. It's very rewarding, to say the least, to give back to those that have given so much for us to have the freedoms we have.
And Tony, who's the service manager at Applebee's, I know that Applebee's does a lot of these fundraisers occasionally. Why is this one so important?
Because we're giving back. We're deliberately giving back. And when the event is over at 9 o'clock, all the participants, we have food for them, and we celebrate the fact that we were able to do something so good for people who have given so much for us.
And so the event's coming up. It's on Sunday, the 19th of May, from 4 to 9 at Applebee's, the Applebee's in Sealance Grove on Susquehanna Trail there on Routes 11 and 15. And I have to say, when I ask you what kind of frightened you about this, and you said about talking to people, see, I would be afraid I'd drop somebody's hamburger. That's what I'd be afraid
I've
of.
I've done that.
Any last things you want to say about this event that's coming up or anything else with the JROTC?
I'm just glad I was able to be involved with it and support them.
Good. I think it's a great cause, and hopefully everybody gets out. They can take lots of people. And again, what happens is the tips that you give to these celebrity servers who are members of the military and as well as the Chickalemme JROTC, they will donate those to the Wounded Warrior of Pennsylvania, which is a worthy cause. So get out and take advantage of that. Again, it's coming up. We thank all of our guests this morning. We have First Sergeant Dan Alderson. He's the Army instructor at the Chickalemme High School JROTC, and Cadet Command Sergeant Major Alyssa Griffin. I got it right. It's written down. I'm okay with it. She's here as well from JROTC, and Kaylee Fritz, who's the battalion executive officer, and we even coaxed Tony Swope in there from Applebee's in Sealands Grove. So again, the event is on the 19th of May, 4 to 9 p.m. Get out and enjoy it and help the Wounded Warrior of Pennsylvania. Thank you all for being here this morning on Sunrise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. We will have some business news. That's on the way next as KOK Sunrise continues. What a-